Steele speaking.
Yeah, hi, Eric. My name is Craig Ranke. I'm an independent journalist. And I was, I was going through the, I left a message at your home number, so I don't know if you got that, but...
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, well, maybe I have the wrong number for that, but at any rate, I was going through the Center for Military History interviews regarding the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon.
Sure.
And we came across a recording that I believe was with you regarding your experience on that day.
Oh, man. Now, where did this recording come from? Did it come from the Pentagon archivist people or who or what?
Yeah, well, the Center for Military History.
Yeah, right, right. They did interview, I recall they did interview me, right, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, you know, we're talking with a lot of people who witnessed the event on 9/11. And from what I gathered, you're actually inside the building, one of the maintenance buildings there when the explosion...
No, well, it's office buildings at this end of the cemetery. There's offices at both ends, and I was in my office building, which is connected to the next to some maintenance buildings when the plane flew over. Absolutely.
Did you work in the same area as George Amon?
Yeah, George Amon was a division chief, and I'm a division chief. He's retired and gone, but yeah, George Amon and I worked similar. He actually had his office kind of kitty corner down the hall from my office when the plane struck. Yep.
Right. Yeah. He actually witnessed it. I did speak with him about what he saw, but it was pretty interesting because from what I gather, from what you told Center for Military History, after you came outside, you witnessed the second plane.
No, and at this point, no, you're getting that all wrong. There was no second plane. There was another plane flying in low that was a standard commercial airliner that kind of pulled off. I kind of thought it was another plane that might be attacking us. It turned out it wasn't. No, there was no second plane.
Right. That's what I mean.
I did see a plane flying in low and kind of dive bombing down, and it was a kind of a concern, but he was actually trying to curve and dive bomb his way out of the smoke and flames from the first plane is what was actually happening. Yeah,
exactly. Like it was from. I talked to other people at Arlington Cemetery there who saw that plane as well and said that it was a bit after the event. Do you remember approximately how long after the explosion you saw that plane?
No, I really don't. I would think it was within the first minute or so, would be my guess, because, you know, we were still trying to figure out what happened. It could have been more than a minute, but very shortly thereafter.
Right.
I recall that. It was a standard plane that flew over every day around that time, 9, whatever it was in the morning. I would watch it fly over. It was one of these, it was a twin, it was a jet prop twin engine. Or four engines, two on each wing, I believe, that would fly over around that time every day. And so he was making a standard descent, I think, and then he saw what was in front of him, and he kind of had to do some maneuvering. That's what it was.
Yeah, it's been confirmed that Lieutenant Colonel Steve O'Brien was flying the C-130 there that flew in there. Now, do you recall what direction that plane approached from?
Yeah, and then beyond that, you probably want to talk to our public affairs officer, and we can do a more formal, full interview there. I'd be glad to do that with you, and I'm going to give you her name and number here in a second. But, he was flying from the, he was coming out of the west by northwest.
He's coming from the northwest, then, so kind of like from over Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, yeah, he was coming in over Arlington, absolutely.
So he didn't...
Yeah, maybe due, not so much due west, but again, I'd say more northwest, as I recall. Maybe west, a little bit to the north, yeah, a little bit more to the north. Not truly from the north, but definitely not from the north. I would say somewhere between west by northwest.
Sure, but definitely not from the south.
Oh, no, not from the south. No way. Nope. Unless somebody's telling you that's something I didn't witness. No, this plane definitely came from the, absolutely positively came from the west or northwest.
Yeah, in fact, that's what the other gentleman we spoke with at Arlington Cemetery confirmed. I talked to Daryl Stafford and some of the other guys there as well. So, so that's pretty much the plane that you witnessed. But one other thing that was notable from your account...
And I may or may not be able to answer your question, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's just that you said that the first thing that people said happened, that they saw happen as soon as you came outside, is that some of the reports were mixed. People were confused a bit about what happened, but some people were saying that a bomb went off and the plane kept on going.
Nah, nobody I knew said the plane kept on going. I'm not aware of that. No, we knew something had happened, that there definitely had been an explosion. No reports that I'm aware of anything about a plane kept on going, that in fact something either exploded there or there was by the helipad, of course, or either I thought either a helicopter crashed or blew up. or something had blown up there, or something had struck the building. Those were my impressions. And then it became apparent before too long that indeed there it must have been a plane that struck the building. But the first few seconds, people were, especially those who didn't witness it. I did not witness this. I was inside, so I just ran out outside after the explosion, and so no, that was my perception, that it was definitely an explosion, but nothing about a plane that kept on going.
Oh, you didn't hear other people say it, because that's actually what you said in the interview with the Center for Military History, is that you heard some other people say that. So.
Oh, maybe they did. I can't recall it that well. That's what it says in the. Then I'm certain that's true. I mean, this is not what 7 years ago now. More than that, it was like, whatever it was at the time. That's what I would have recalled. I don't recall that right now, but that's could very well somebody may have said that. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Well, great. That's it. I just had a few basic questions to go over
sure. With
you, and we're talking to as many people as possible and documenting what happened, and we talked to William Middleton and Daryl Stafford and George Amon and many of the guys over there that witnessed it.
Some of those guys actually saw the plane hit. Daryl Stafford, for example, I'm sure he told you he saw the plane actually strike, and other people saw it strike also. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. There was a plane that smacked into the building. They were confident in that, because these guys I trust who actually saw it hit.
Well, I'll tell you, Eric, we actually interviewed Daryl and the guys right out in front of your office there on location with video, and they couldn't see the impact point of the Pentagon due to the trees, and they admitted they were running away at the time, so they didn't really see it impact the building, but they certainly did see it fly right over the parking lot there of your Arlington Cemetery maintenance buildings, which, to be honest with you, is... kind of questionable detail to begin with in general in relation to the official story and the physical damage, and it's kind of why we're trying to figure out exactly.
Yeah, I know. I can tell you're coming from. You're questioning whether or not there was a plane that struck the building. So I'm very confident there was, and I'll go on record to anybody that I'm confident a plane struck the building. We have remains here at Arlington from people who were on that plane that were pulled from the wreckage. There are lots of remains. There are remains of people on that plane that are buried at Arlington as it struck, including the pilot. So we know that.
Well,
we know the plane struck the building.
Let me ask you this, Eric, because what if I told you that the radar data that has been released in 2007 actually shows the C-130 prop plane that you're talking about coming from the south?
Wow, I don't know what to say about that. That's not what I saw. I'm positive that's not what I saw. Positive.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
Alrighty, very good.
I really appreciate your time, Eric.
Sure, you take care.
All right, thanks. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, why not?